But yeah, so just like that, it's open and started. And we're gone. That's it. We're gone.
Are we off to the races?
That's it, yeah.
Boom. You finally got your, and I'm taking all credit for you having a podcast.
I was going to say that, but you were out of first.
don't worry, I'll pat myself on the back too. I am not shy of patting myself on the back.
Tune in next week, and when we hear this podcast, I'll have a podcast. I didn't have a podcast. I'll be honest though, right? Because you, oh yeah, actually, you're going to be, what, when will you be ready? And he said, like, next Friday. And I thought you meant the next Friday.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, it's going up tomorrow. I was like, oh, fuck.
Pressure. But in fairness, you got one out. You
did.
Got one out.
You're doing well. And really quick. Hello, welcome back to Bit Advance.
How are you, everybody?
Yep. First guest. I'm privileged.
Am I?
Honored to have you as my first guest.
Am I the first guest?
Yeah.
First all guest. Right.
I thought I need, if I'm going to get, that'll be like competent, or trustworthy. And the reason why the podcast is here.
Listen, I have a car. You knew I'd show up. That's all it is.
And where's it work? Yeah. So.
You can pay to whatever
But now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom O'Matney, the bear.
How are you?
What's the story?
Thanks for having me on, man.
Oh,
I feel privileged now. I'm the first guest.
Of course, man.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
You're always, actually, not afraid. You're always going to be the first guest.
Really?
Yeah, because you brought me onto yours, gave me that little taster, so.
Yeah.
That's why we're
podcasting.
Sitting here.
It's taken off, hasn't it, podcasting? It is. Every fucker seems to have a podcast these days.
I didn't realise until I started. I was like, oh, fuck, I thought, like, I'm getting in here now. Like, I missed out on doing YouTube 10 years ago, so.
To be fair, podcasting is still very new in Ireland, like. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, there's a few that have been ahead of the game, like, 5-6 years on the go. Like, but realistically, it's still, you still get people going, a what?
Yeah, no, which that is. The rubber bandit joke, is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it'll overtake everything soon enough in the way of radio and all the rest. So it's becoming so interactive now with videos and shit and stuff like that. Like, so
you can, yeah, you know, either listen to one or you can watch people discuss one. I do that myself every Friday. Or you either watch it on YouTube or if I'm going somewhere, I just all download it onto the phone.
Yeah.
And it's the same experience, but it just all depends on what way you want to experience it in a way, like.
Yeah, like there's you get somebody then like the conspiracy guys, Gordo. And his high-end Patreon customers actually get to have a Skype chat with him.
Oh, wait, really? Kind of interactive? Like,
yeah. Cool. Yeah, and they also get the live feed for when he's recording, but then he re-edits it and puts it out a few weeks later.
Sweet.
So people get the early, he's on it. He is fucking on
it. The lads I watch, what are they pulling? No, I think they're pulling like fucking 60K on Patreon, the lads I watch. They have their own studio and all now. It's pretty good stuff, like, and so every day in the morning, me and Charlie, he watches Barney and all that, but come Saturday morning, sit down, pal, we're watching the podcast.
Really?
This is my time for the hour, next hour and a half, watching what I can watch.
And what, is it a game podcast?
Kind of, yeah, they talk about everything, like, around what's going on in the industry and the news. It's a panel of four lads and one guy in the switcher.
Right.
And they've been around for years, and pretty cool. I only discovered them last year, because someone went on Reddit going, who should I watch when E3 comes out here, kind of like. Instead of watching on my own, who can I watch, react to it, and who can also give feedback and more information? Easy allies. Like, all right. Come on, right. I typed them in. Brand new podcast, fell in love. I was like, deadly. So I was back and forth from Dundalk every fucking day, nearly working. And I was downloading 2 or 3 at a time just to fall asleep.
Just to fill the gap. Like, actually, I saw, I was delighted. Couldn't have been the stars aligned this morning. I saw a top that you would have fucking loved.
What was it?
It was, although maybe it's actually even too heavy for you gamer wise. Do you know when you look at a lad from a distance and you know exactly what they are?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Say you'll see even the silhouette of somebody from a distance, you go, that's a rugby player.
Oh, yeah.
That's you know, you just know by the walk. And do you know when you see somebody from like 500 yards away and go, that's a gamer?
Elaborate, what?
There was, to be fair, that's probably oversimplifying. There's 3 lads were together, and if they were all in LARPing costumes, it wouldn't have looked out of place, right? With the 2 of the lads had, they were must have been part of some club or on the way to something, but they had actually hoodies on, but they had a crest on the front, and each one was like gamers written across the top, but one fella had like they were like Nintendo fucking yokes guns crossed each other and some other fucking thing and like a control pad controller as well, and then the other fella had like nunchucks or something and he had gamers, and it was like it was so much irony in the lads and they were in their heads, they were badass, like, but that's supposed to, you know, they, it was their thing, but they were just They weren't going soft at being gamers. These lads were fucking all out gamers, like Thanks. Walking down the mean streets of Bray this morning. They were taking their fucking
life. When you say the guns, you mean that was like old orange duck shoot fucking things?
Yeah.
Okay, man. I mean, I was going, Bray.
Fair play to the lads. Fair play. There was, I was so glad they were.
I'd wear it. I'd fucking wear it for the crack.
The second I saw it, I went, fuck me, Louis, love that. But these lads, you knew these lads had it made for themselves. Like, they weren't readily available, I'm guessing. Like, they...
Honestly, there's a lot of stuff as well like that. I don't know what it is, but, like, the whole, like, the word gamer is associated with just... There's just memes made about it.
Yeah, of course.
And as well as that, there's posters made about it. And it's the stuff that, like, an eight-year-old kid will have on his wall. But then it's just become a joke, like... I remember I had one as a poster and I never fucking put it on my wall. I gave it to my brother and I moved down and he put it up on the door.
What was it?
A gamer lives in this room. No girls allowed. Leave the food outside the door. Gun shooting, football playing. I was like, Jesus.
No girls allowed, Louis. Oh, no. No girls are playing.
No, I'm like, no. It's like, thanks, but no thanks. I'll leave that rolled up.
Who got you that? Or did you get it for yourself?
No, I got it from you.
It's like a girl got it from you or whatever.
Whatever, right?
Oh, I was hunting ligers.
Idiot.
Oh, Wolverine. Oh.
Speaking of games, yeah, you thought I was going to talk about Farm Simulator, would you?
Yeah, of course you did. Because I'm fucking coaching.
No, I'm not going down the easy end. Do you know, right? Would you believe me if I told you there was a guy game and a hurling game released on the PlayStation?
Was that actually a thing that was real? Because I thought it was just talked about. I didn't think it actually happened.
Apparently now it's got fundraised to come back out. Ga 2017 or 2018 or whatever. Gaelic Games came out. Gaelic Games Football.
Yeah.
Gaelic Game Hurling. I only played Gaelic Games Football. As far as I remember, the commentary...
Yeah, you're from Dublin. You wouldn't know what to fucking do with the stick.
What do you know the fucking... I can't even spell GAA. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that, man. As far as I remember, the commentator couldn't say the words. It's like, oh, great hit from the midfield. I can't even remember. I'm just going to pull it up for you, man.
Yeah. I saw pictures of it that it was going to be coming out in PlayStation, but I didn't think it PS2. Actually did.
This is PS2.
Oh, it's back that far, is it?
It's come back to PS2. Oops, sorry. Right.
Gaelic Games, what a game. So they didn't actually get an Irish commentator.
Oh, it's Irish, are we? So this is like, as far as I remember, it's like fucking... Pat Shaw's doing a Pat Shaw impression. Is it well?
Oh, it's Micheál Mar Hertig, but I don't... It sounds like they just ripped stuff from actual live play or something.
Oh, come on. Riveting stuff for the podcast, but yeah, wow. It is.
Essentially, we're watching what looks like... Is it...
I know.
Antrimon versus Kerry or somebody, is it?
It's
our man. It's our man versus Kerry.
2005.
You can tell a lot of money as me because they didn't even pay me all to sit down like during any of these. They just had a fucking page about me all.
Say this shit. Because he doesn't say players' names. He goes, oh, midfield. He doesn't say players, not like FIFA. But he came back with a sequel and brought out hurling.
Did they?
And there's actual names in the hurling one.
Is there?
Yeah, but it's just like they recorded them saying the name once. They didn't record as in they could like feed it into a way so it rolls. You know what I mean? So it would look at me and you were playing, he'd be like, Louis! Gets the ball, he goes down and he passes it down to Tom! He's like, what the fuck? But apparently that's coming back out. And we had to look that up again. video game.
Well, they put it out on, I think, like, it is watched internationally now at this stage, like, so. I don't know why. Like, you can tell the money isn't being put into it, like.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds way sexier than it should. What was that?
That can't be. This looks like FIFA. No, wait, what? Official car game. No. The 4 years of development. No, it's not.
What?
What? It's the real deal.
It looks like it. I mean, they're using... They've actually got like balls on those suits with the balls all over them for tracking fellas.
Yeah, suits, yeah. Yeah, you know. Like the other game, the guy game and all had like RTE in the banner, Vodafone in the stands. Like, you can't put that in without getting sparked. Like.
Oh, yeah, they would have.
This only made down the road.
DCU. They have an American in. You see, this is the thing, like an American fella now, you know, it may actually be a real thing now.
God, 2018. That doesn't look real.
Come on, 2000. No, it hasn't.
That doesn't look real. This is true, I go mental. I hate your mate to make it look so real. It's not fucking real.
Oh, that looked really good, didn't it? Shite.
I'm going to follow it, but we'll play it after the crack. Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know why. I was thinking, because he went to Farms and I was like, nah, Tom knows all about that. He needs to know about that. Like, memes and all that. So like, he doesn't know about the guy games.
No, I genuinely didn't think it ever came out at all. So that's even a surprise that it did come out.
It was a €6 game that came out.
Was it?
It's now for 50 cents CEX.
Be worth it, just for the crack.
It would be. With the PS2 there, I only bought a PS2 game. I still buy them all games.
Do you?
Sorry, I'm drinking my coffee. Bought Lord of the Rings on Christmas. Oh, man, I love Lord of the Rings, man. It's the only film I went to see like multiple times in the cinema.
Yeah. But there's been every couple of years we'll have a sit down and watch all of them.
I did it myself. Hungover, and it takes me a lot to watch a film. There's films here that are still in the fucking packaging that I bought like 15 years ago. Just like, I'll buy it and it's like, nah, yeah. I won't watch it again. Watch Lord of the Rings. Like, watch the Netflix edition. So it's only the 3 hours edition, sadly. It's not the proper
one. All right.
Sat there and watched it. Then we watched that fucking Christmas film that came out with your man in it. Fucking, what's his name?
What Christmas film?
It was fucking, he played fucking Santa. What's his name? Oh, killing me now. Played Santa. It was on Netflix. Christmas Saga or something it was called. What's his name?
Kurt Russell.
Yes. Is that him, is it?
Well, he has played Santa recently, all right.
He's put in Netflix, Sandy. Christmas Chronicles. Yeah, Kurt Russell, yeah. Watched that and then we went and watched the 2 hours. Sitting there on that couch. I don't ever do this 10 hours straight just watching films.
Jesus.
Any element.
The only thing is, it's completely justifiable. Do you know what? Anything associated with it. There was a guy I know, he has a, I suppose it'd be kind of a high-end hostel. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be quite at hotel standards, but it's perfect for like summertime down in Killarney. And yeah. He actually called it the Shire.
Sure.
Now, I don't know how well.
Oh, Megan went to it.
Yeah?
Yeah, she went to it 2 years ago. Yeah, right. One of her friends went there and got fucking pissed.
Yeah, because they actually have a bar and everything in the place. Like, it's a bar, but they built on. It's a nice hostel onto the side of it. They've done out there. It looks the shit. Like, but how is that feeling? Like,
get away, what are you going to think?
I'm guessing, because he doesn't advertise heavily anywhere, really. Like, I'm guessing, like.
It's real low key.
Peter Jackson's fucking people get in contact.
Yeah.
We're going to burn the fucking place to the ground. Or you fucking, you put a square door on the front of that building, sir.
The place to the ground. Say he's true to the books, like, so what's happening?
Yeah. Well, he'd have right to call it the Prancing Pony, like, if he was going to get away with it. But then the Shire does sound better. But he serves, like, you know, he has, like, his barmaids running around in skimpy, like, elf outfits. Like, there was none of these in the movie. Like,
yeah, gosh,
nobody's giving a shit.
That's the wearing a big a prosthetic fake feet to go with it. Short skirts, big toes.
Nobody's giving a shit 10 pints in. They're going, oh, it's definitely an elf. Yeah, it's definitely an elf.
So Megan Tyson going, I'm in the Lord of the Rings getting locked now in the show. I was like, fair play, they're really good.
Yeah, but that's... But it's smart going, isn't it? Like, just, why not? Anything is so stupid at all, like.
Just reminding me about that. I forgot. I'm looking to go away from my birthday just for one out with the lads. I'm going to the Shire.
Off to the Shire.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Bring me bow and arrow and my sword now.
Well, we stayed in a hobbit house in Leitrim. Fucking quality.
Like the in the round of the hills, yeah.
Yeah. Grass roofs, the whole fucking thing built in. But.
Class.
That was good crack, man. That was, they were in a glamping. They call it glamping. But they had one built to these, and then the rest all around. It looked like the Shire. You know what I mean? Yeah. They dug it all up by hand. The whole place was nice little footpaths down to, and they were, you know those, what do they call them, yurts? Do you know those round tents?
Yeah.
And they were everywhere else. And then they had a kind of communal kind of kitchen area where you work away and big barbecue and all the rest.
Sweet.
And dangerously, this crowd made their own cider. They had no idea the percentage it was.
Oh.
Your man was going, I just know it tastes really nice. Do you want a drop? He was like, this couple that had moved over from England back in the day.
So are we looking at a low percentage or are we looking at like...
Way fucking high, man.
All right.
So oh, yeah.
Science lab.
One glass and I was like, that definitely is 4 pints. That is definitely 4 pints in.
It's not a dragon, is it?
Because all of a sudden, I decided we all need to start singing fucking songs.
What's up, man?
It's only 4 o'clock in the day.
The fucking point goes up, it comes back down, and it just changed.
Everything changed, yeah. Dangerous stuff.
I mean, I had to know that myself. That, like, I'm barring myself when it goes away or anything like that. So, like, even hearing about this, I'm like, you need to get on that shit.
Yeah.
You need to get on that sharpish.
But everything
the first I go, it's kill lock. That's about it. Like,
yeah. No, everything is so the same. If you go to fucking one hotel after another hotel, like, change up a gear, like, and things like that. You're kind of a bit out in the wilderness, like, you know what I mean? And the great thing is you can just wear fucking rough clothes.
Just, yeah.
And have the crack.
Don't have to worry about, you know what I mean? Looking nice in the hotel.
No, none of that shit, like, you know what I mean? You just...
It's strong cider as well.
And
nice.
Strong cider. Yeah, yeah.
Step that gets poaching all the time. Bring a few bits of that.
Oh, Jesus.
Romanian poaching. I've been drinking on the weekend. Christ. The cherries sitting in the bottom of it and all, like, so they're just constantly pouring shots out until the cherries pop out.
Well, that sounds like, yeah, all they've done there is stick a fucking lipstick on a pig. I'm sorry, but if you're cherries inside and poaching is just dressing
no,
up.
No, this is home. This is from the home. This is from Romania.
That is the scariest shit.
God, it's like Ribena made paint stripper. It's the best way to explain
there you
it.
Go. There you go.
It's this lovely cherry taste, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, there it is.
Meanwhile, you age 10 years in one night. What happened to me?
What's going on? I drank Romanian. The bottle goes down. It's just wrinkles. Gone. Dehydrated. No, for saying that though, like, I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone this year.
Yeah.
Don't like flying, hate doing it.
Yeah.
Fucking despise it, I'm afraid. As what JD and Scrub says, it's metal in the sky, it shouldn't belong there. Don't like it. Gone away on holiday twice this year. Shit myself, I'm still doing it. Because Megan always asked, are you going away this year? I don't know, don't want it. Airplanes.
Yeah.
Doing it, fuck it. Going to Prague, going to Spain.
Come on.
Thinking we're going away. I nearly went.
Are you going to take any drugs? You're going to go to the doctor first for some happy times.
I don't know. If you ever go to the States, I will, because I just need to sleep on that fucking plane. Like,
the only thing is, like, the States, a lot is made of it, but, like, it's 5.5 hours to JFK. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
I'm shit myself going over to fucking Birmingham.
What you do is you stage it out with, like, grub. I noticed, because I was never a fan of flying, but when you fly to America, if you stage it out with grub and go, all right, about an hour in, we'll have a sandwich.
Right.
And I'll call the girl. And then after that, I might have a bit of a snooze, because bread puts everybody to sleep. Then you'll have a couple of drinks. And then around 2 hours in, you go, fuck it, I'll have an old packet of peanuts, maybe another sandwich and some more drinks. Before you know it, then you're up, then you're taking a piss about an hour out.
Yeah.
Back to sleep again. Half an hour, you wake up. Really, you're only properly conscious for about an hour and 45 minutes of the whole thing.
You're very annoying, man. I'm constantly just going, fuck.
Wait, you've met alcohol before, surely.
I can't drink. I don't drink on planes as well. Just like that, man.
Nobody's going to ask you to fly the fucking thing, Louis.
You never know, man.
No, trust me. Drink on planes. It's fine.
What happens? There's a pilot on board. No.
Yeah, how do we get it off the ground?
I could pretend to be one. No.
Just because you played Farm Simulator once doesn't mean you can fucking drive a plane.
Fuck you, man, right? I'm doing good. No, man, I just can't do it. My head, if I start getting locked, I'll just start getting more and more in my head going, fuck this, fuck this, fuck this.
You should
this.
Definitely go to the doctor for a few happy tablets.
I'm just sleepy times, I think I'll do. I have a little Nintendo I got at my brother, and I just put Mario on and go as fast as I can. That's head down, go through. Went to Spain a couple of years back and I finished the whole fucking game on one plane trip. Like, what are we going to do on the way home?
Your thumbprint's baited into the side of the fucking
There was video poker on it as an extra. So I'm playing Mario and Luigi fucking poker. I'm like, I hate my life. Just fucking crashed the plane now. I don't want to do this.
Does it really bother you that much?
I hate flying, yeah. And when we came back from Birmingham last year, we weren't sitting beside each other, so it was equally as afraid. And your man's beside me, not a bother to him. Hipster looking cunt just sitting there going, yeah, I do this all the time. The plane just hit a bit of turbulence and my fucking hand went down and went, pfft. So I just missed his leg. I was like, oh, fuck. You
know what I mean? That would have gotten real weird, real quick.
Oh, really, man. It looks like he would have enjoyed it as well. And he would have put his hand back and then, oh, me, mate.
Before you know it.
What I have to do. Because
you're so nice.
No,
you are an accommodating fella. Before you know it, you're shifting.
Kicked off the plane.
You're inside right? The jacks and he's riding you. You never know.
That will happen at Nottingham. That was an area. But yeah, we're going to that.
With the... No, I know what you're saying. Like, but you have to kind of. I think I've never liked the idea of flying. I'm a control freak more than anything. The idea that somebody else is driving the fucking thing bothers me. But I've made peace. I've gone, okay, I'm 37 years on this planet. If we bury this fucking thing, then fuck it. I had a good crack off it.
Yeah.
There's a few videos of me doing stand up on YouTube. Cool. My legacy would be fine. Do you know what I mean? But make sure and hit something hard, you cunt. Don't you fucking have me die screaming for a week in a hospital somewhere. You fucking hit something hard, you fucker. And I want this shit to go up in flames.
We're going, do not try and land, just go.
Yeah, oh god. bury the fucking
let's
thing.
Go to Atlanta, see where I'm going.
Oh my god, I watched Aquaman recently. Have you seen Aquaman?
Yeah, we turned it off halfway through. I don't know, it just didn't make any sense to me. I'm looking at it going, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking, it looked like 70s B-movie aliens with the big fucking heads are hopping in.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Like, I knew when it started off and they're in the, when he flies down to the, or he swims down to the submarine and he jumps in and the terrorist lads are trying to fucking.
Oh, he has his back to him. He's like, hey, he just turns around. Yeah,
then there's weird kind of music kicks in as he's like,
It's weird music. I see it.
What the fuck is going on? This seems like some weird parody of it. Like, did three different fellas have a go at fucking directing it? And then at the end, they dumped it all on the one editor who knew nothing about Aquaman.
So
and
he just went,
I don't know. Well, I'll see, can I get a beginning, a middle, and end out of this? Like,
Aquaman, what are you doing? I'm doing that one Waterboy film. Like, you just fucking.
It
wasn't as bad now as. See, Suicide Squad.
Ara, for fuck's
sake. That was like fucking.
Was talking to anybody on that fucking carry on.
Like. The fucking music is like someone put the iPod in shuffle and just fucking launched the thing in. Like what?
That
was meant to be a different beast altogether.
Totally, yeah, I know, you can tell that.
And then Deadpool came out and he said, no, let's make it funny. Yeah. Let's ham this up a bit. And then that's just where the show hit the fan.
It did, yeah, it shit the bed totally. Like.
And Oscar winning Suicide Squad. What a fucking Oscar. Still
got
best makeup for fucking Killer Croc. Got best makeup.
Really?
Yeah, so it's an Oscar award winning, it's an Academy Award winning film now. You can have to say that.
Jesus.
No, we're sure it was. That was another one of those films.
But another one that shouldn't be shit. I mean, we kind of expected Aquaman to be some way shite. Like,
it's DC. They're trying to do a Marvel thing, but they're trying to do it too quick.
Yeah.
You just won't cop, just realise it took 10 years to get here with Marvel.
Yeah.
We had Iron Man. I was like, oh yeah, I knew Robert Downey's doing Iron Man. No one knows Iron Man. Yeah. And it just slowly started getting pace. Then the Avengers came out and all of a sudden everyone was like, deadly. Like, you've 8-year-olds and Iron Man came out. You were now 18 when Infinity War came out.
Yeah.
The whole meme, like, just a kid watching Iron Man, then he's a fucking full-grown adult watching Infinity War.
Yeah,
like,
it's that fucking far back. And Thor, did you hear the this now has turned into a movie podcast. But fucking.
That's what we're just doing, man. There's no fucking.
I don't know how true this is going to be, but did you see your man Hemsworth could be playing Hulk Hogan?
Yes. In a biopic? I did see that, yeah.
Is that real?
That's real, yeah.
So, what the fuck?
He's the only man that ever played a Hulk and Thor at the same time.
Yeah! Fucking hell.
I don't know how it's going to work. Like, no one can do that. Like, what are you going to. Like, Hulk Hogan, like, it looks like. Like his skin, that looks like a hot dog with a blonde wig. Yeah. Like,
he's gonna have to steroid up big style. I don't care how big fucking Chris Hemsworth is, he's gotta come up about another fucking.
Hogan even admitted, like, he said it, like, he's on record saying he got off and assumed he started, like, knocking down on steroids back in the 80s. Like, everyone was fucking on
everybody was on that shit. Yeah, everybody's doing it, like.
I don't know who's gonna play who, though. Like, do you reckon they're gonna go so far up, or are they gonna leave?
Oh, totally. They're not gonna.
Are they gonna leave the sex game scandal for the sequel?
Yeah. This is it, like, oh yeah, hey, would you want to come over and fuck my wife? Do you want to do that?
Make some money, brother.
Like, what the f...
It's such a weird thing to come out with
a blue. What went on there, actually? Because his mate, Bubba fucking Love Sponge. That was genuinely his friend who was... He was head of fucking... He was a whatchamacallit. He was a radio DJ. He allowed him to ride his missus. That was going on.
That's what it was, like, kind of like cook-calling him kind of thing.
I think so.
Like, you're right. Bubba the Love Sponge. Now
we're at
now.
There you are.
Here we go. I'm looking it up now. There's a whole Wikipedia page fucking dedicated to it. Holy shit. I didn't realise Hulk Hogan's actual name was Terry.
Yeah, Terry.
Teddy. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of loses a bit of fucking oomph, doesn't it?
Your uncle Terry.
Hell yeah, Terry.
That's it. She's having sex with him videotaped. Oh, the whole thing was worded out with knowledge or consent. That puts all that down to it.
But he made $100 million suing fucking Gawker.
I don't think it was just a leak kind of thing. Like, you just shared it with another.
I think it was a setup of some sort. Still though, I mean, I'm guessing they'll play it to the. It'll be some ridiculous thing. It won't play to his old age at all.
It'll just him open the door to the room, like, little Barney White playing in the background. Fucking credits guy just turns the camera and winks. Was freeze for hours and just like. He went down to me.
The problem being is that. I reckon, whatever about getting your man Hemsworth to play Hulk Hogan, he could probably do an all right job. But who's going to play everybody else that's involved in it? Like, because then now you've got to start finding people who look like the most extreme people already on the planet. Like, who's going to play Ric Flair? Who's going to play Andre the Giant? Who's going to play the Ultimate Warrior?
He's going to be Macho Man.
The most extreme people on the planet who would be hard to find anyway. Like, this now could, the wheels could come off. But then, you don't know. I mean, if somebody turned around to you and said, hey, Louis, we want you to put on 10 stone of muscle in the next year and a half and also grow your hair, we'll dye it blonde. You're thinking, go ahead and fuck off yourself. Then they turn around and go, if we just slide this little $20 million yeah. check across the table to you there, you go, Jesus Christ, I could quit everything after this.
Yeah.
I could just surf. I could just move back to Australia and just surf. And just... Because, I mean, he's getting good money to play Thor, but he's not getting $20 million. That's good. That shit is only going to The Rock these days. Like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The Rock's going to be in that some fucking...
Oh, he has to be in it.
Film
he
like
has
as well.
To be in it.
He'd probably play his fucking Dan or something Rocky.
But even... That's a bit beyond his time, like, is it?
Is it? Probably would be, yeah.
It would be, surely, like...
I only seen a picture of him with
plus, he wasn't... Like, my V or whatever his old lad's name, he wasn't really that big, like, you know what I mean? He wasn't as big as what Hulk Hogan became, like...
That's true,
and Rock yeah. is now... Would he go back? Go backwards? But he's in a new wrestling movie. You see that?
Yeah, it runs in the family. What's it called? All in the Family or something?
Yeah, yeah. That's, Cersei is in it from Game of Thrones.
I haven't... It's about an actual wrestler. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's just it's gone now beyond...
Yuan Page, something or other, the English wrestler. She went on to become...
I'm watching now, yeah. Is a whore playing herself or is it an actor playing her?
It's a young girl and how she came up along.
Like. So she's the image of her in the fucking thing, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like maybe it's her towards it. I don't know, but I just saw this and The Rock plays The Rock in it. It's very good. Like, it looks very funny, like, you know.
I thought it was about the Irish lad that's from fucking... I can't remember his name. From Bray.
He's from Bray, yeah. Finn Balor, yeah.
That's it, yeah. I thought it was about him before. It's like, oh, deadly. It's like, wait, no, this isn't it.
But there's another young one. I don't know if she's from Ballybrack.
The Man. Lynch. That's her nickname or something. Becky Lynch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's the man. Yeah, yeah.
Again, I only know them by just on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like cultural osmosis. It just comes in. I don't know anything about it.
From the lads from the What's the Story podcast. Like, because the lads, they pick up anybody from the area and they've had Becky Lynch on a few times. Like, and I know she's from that neck of the woods. Like, but I had no idea how big she. Like, I knew she was wrestling. But Jesus Christ, she's massive.
Two of the biggest names are from Ireland now, aren't they?
Like, yeah, your man Finn Balor, but he was always going to be... Like,
Shane's still big, is he?
He must be. Yeah, he's still knocking about. Like, he's fucking massive.
That's the last I heard was that, like... Again, it's cast, because, like, growing up, I used to watch wrestling. Me and Wales were only talking about, like, a glance in the last podcast. You're always watching wrestling. I watched The Rock and Steve Austin and Kurt Angle and all the attitude there. And my dad walking and go, where's Hogan and Roddy Piper?
Yeah,
and I was
like...
Oh, who cares? They're not good.
Yeah.
I would look at it and go, who the fuck are these? Like, where's all the people? Like, and then it just hits me and I'm like, I don't like wrestlers anymore. I don't like the music that's in the charts. I've become my outfit.
Yep.
I've become an old
man. Yeah, and then, and you could actually measure lifespans in wrestling eras, couldn't you? Like,
you can.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
just for you to come on and drop off, and then that's where it's like,
and it's not full, like it's not lifetimes, but it's like there's like a 25 year gap, 20 to 25 year gap, and it moves from each one. Like, because obviously, good wrestlers will get a good run of maybe 10 to 15 years or whatever.
That's when they'll stay, and then they'll kind of feed into the next area. They'll go, oh, he was starting when we got
there, and then every so often he'll pop up and he's, you know, at WrestleMania, and his music will kick off, and the place will lose their shit because it's the comebacks. Like, you know what I mean?
What?
Do you know, like the likes of Brock Lesnar comes back.
Yeah.
20 fucking times, like, you know.
I sure remember watching Royal Rumble back in fucking 97. The Honky Tonk Man and all came back just for a little bit part. And
really?
Like, yeah, he came back with his fucking... It's the Honky Tonk Man. I was like, he was dead. I don't know. This is deadly.
Do you remember? I think I had an action figure of him, actually. I thought he was the shit back in the day, like.
Yeah, Royal Rumble was like, you wanted a quick paycheck. Like, we need people to fill up the tour
these
spots.
Who's not injured? Can
Let's
we
fucking get the lads back,
Yeah. And just fill them with fucking steroids. So
well, get Pat Patterson back for the crack. Pat. What do you know him? Because you're going to lock him in SmackDown. You get all the outfits, going fucking knock the heads off each other running the games. He's coming out with his little jumper and his fucking slacks and all, like walking around.
And this is the thing, like, if they're going to tell some of that story in the Hulk Hogan movie, how the fuck are they going to? Because, like, bad enough, I remember, did you ever see Invictus?
Invictus. That's the rugby.
Yeah. They got Matt Damon, who's about a foot shorter than the player he's supposed to be, but you could kind of get away with it. He did an all right South African accent, but then all of a sudden, like, you're going, hold on, there's loads of other memorable characters from that time. Like the Jonah Lomu fella they got, they could have gone bigger. Because he was, you know, he was supposed to be this colossus.
They just fucking tighten it down to what you want to see.
There was loads of other people in it. And you're going, oh, man, you gotta, come on. Like,
yeah.
Come on, there's loads of people. And those weren't even notable individuals. But to people who knew what they were looking at, you go, oh, that looks nothing like such and such.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm wondering now, what are they going to do for the wrestling movie? Like who the fuck are they going to get to play Andre the Giant? Who are they going to get to play The Undertaker? Do you know? These people, like,
Taker was around then, was he?
Oh, he was, yeah. He's beat that fucker. No,
yeah, that's what you're saying. Gotten, true lifeline. Taker's there.
Like. He's got, like, that fella's picked up some chicks, like.
But then
he kind of did a whole pile of knocking, too. He's cute, who are like. Do you know, other fellas end their careers by leaping off the ropes and fucking busting and
breaking themselves, look. SRE, I was paralyzing from the neck down and all that.
Like, he kind of did nothing. Do you know, he's
just kept the streak, and that's gone now.
He sold an unbelievable character.
Yeah.
Do you know,
like, and he changed and went back to it. Remember that day?
Yeah.
Biker Taker with fucking Limp Bizkit and all that. Keep rolling, rolling, like, the fucking
band. And the Deadman, you're like, what? Where's Paul Bearer gone? Jesus.
He's fucking scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, but I mean, he had pedo written all over him, though.
He was.
Do you know what I mean?
Looking, the voice
had,
and all.
He had pedo written all over him. Like, he really did. More so than I should just. Didn't he? He just had creepy pedo written.
Straight away, oh, fucking pedo.
He fucking did, like. No, he played a great character. Do you know? But, like. Would you let that lad babysit your children?
It's in that fucking horn, man. It's sprinkling stuff in the.
Oh, that Jimmy Savile sauce.
Oh, man. Paul, fix it. Oh, funny you. Get off track. I'm a Paul Bearer, a pedophile.
Yeah?
No, that's right. We'll see what happens in the film. I mean, who'll play him?
But I don't know. I mean, there was fellas any partnered up with, like the Ultimate Warrior and stuff like that. Is he dead?
Ultimate Warrior died, yeah.
Yeah, pretty a lot sure. of steroids in that man.
Pretty sure
a Ultimate lot of steroids Warrior in died. That man.
Ultimate Warrior, yeah, death comes up. He died 5 years ago.
And Randy Savage,
he's right underneath, he's dead as well. All dead. Randy Piper and all, yeah, he died.
Yeah, the amount of gear they did back in the day. All the fucking hearts were, they the hearts of 150-year-olds, like, because of all the gear they did.
Yeah, that's all they do, man. Just fucking pumping into them, pumping it up.
There's no other way they'd wrestle for 300 odd days of the fucking year unless you were taking a ton of gear. Like, not a whole.
Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka Superfly.
Yeah. Remember him? Yeah, something like fucking.
Do you remember what was Hulk Hogan's manager's name for a while? Do you remember he did like Jimmy something or other? He'd a musical tie. Or he'd a fucking. Before you find it out, who was it? He called himself the Mouth from the South and he had a megaphone.
I don't know. With
a mustache and a mullet.
Not Rick Rude, is it?
No. He wasn't a wrestler. He was a manager. Jimmy Hart? No, Jimmy Valentine.
Not coming up, I don't know.
He was.
It's not Johnny Carson, anyway.
Johnny
Carson. It's like, wait, what?
Was it Jimmy? Was his fucking name? Hulk Hogan's manager.
There's a Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
And underneath that, Jimmy Savile is.
Are we undercover?
That's the second Google. I'm taking that first. Hang on. Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Savile tweet. What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck? I haven't a clue. Oh no, you know what it was? People used to text Hulk Hogan random shit on Twitter having to retweet shit.
Alright.
And I think it's either. Don't get me if I'm wrong here. I think someone asked him, can he retweet my family is sick or something like that, but it was like it ended up being a Jimmy Savile or a Matty McCann joke,
basically.
But he just retweeted the thing without thinking about it, thinking, oh yeah, I'll help you out, brother, kind of thing, like. And then straight away people went, yo, Hulk, what are you doing? Relax. Will you have someone manage a fucking family? Like,
yeah.
Hulk.
Like, the reality is Hulk Hogan's an old fella, like.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
he fucking scrolls his phone with the index finger, like, fucking.
You know he does, like, he has to put his glasses on and everything. Hold it away from himself and then get one of his kids to have a look at it for him.
Jimmy Hart, is it? This fucking. This fella here.
That's him. Yeah, look at the fucking head in that bollocks.
That's an absolute.
Yeah. he's managed a bunch of people, like.
That looks pure fake on his head.
well, if it's not fake, it's scraped forward to make it look like something that it, you know.
If you're listening, type in Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Hart, go to images. It's the second one. It's this fucking...
He's some fucking mullet on him. Like.
Absolute fucking...
Go, like, just go into that picture there. Who the fuck is he with there? Like, he's managing somebody there now. Like...
That's
oh, it's actually... They're actually dolls. So who's he managing? Some cowboy there?
Jimmy Hart figurine. We'll have to click on it to find out.
Who the...
Do we have your consent to go on this website?
Oh. Like, the amount of, like...
Terry Funk. It's all coming out now, like, who's going to play who and all that.
Like, Brutus the Barber Beefcake. like, what a fucking name. Like, who's going to play Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
Someone who wants that on their CV and put that at the top of the CV. It's just how we play this name.
Do you know?
Then again, saying that, if you've done like Attitude there, there'd be somebody who played Mr. Ass.
Mr. Oh, for fuck's sake, there was somebody called Mr. Ass.
Badass Billy Gunn. I'm a mass man. And he goes up, Mr. Ass. Boom, boom. You would get the... What are you doing out there? That shit would be shut down if that shit would happen this day.
There was like... Wasn't there like Edge and fucking Yvonne Lita? Like, they had a bed up in the middle of the fucking... Whatchamacallit, the ring at one stage. They were going to go riding. Going to go shagging in the middle of the ring.
Edge, Lita, and Matt Hardy. Which was a real life story they incorporated into.
Was it a real life story?
They do not like. We know this is going on in real life and you're heartbroken. We're going to incorporate that into your fucking job. Like.
Yeah, the check is big enough though. You may as well go along with it as much. Yeah.
I remember all that. Yeah, like, remember like fucking bra and panties matches and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, forcing to pull their clothes off. Fucking yeah. Wait. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, and that's not in the back bar of a pub. Like, that's actually a fucking thing on
stage. Bringing your kids to watch SmackDown live with that big sign, to like,
and you know, I mean, it's going to go fine when it goes out on telly to us, but you know there'll be a night when they do it, like when you know there's going to be actual tits and flaps out.
There's a few, there's now a little L going on, yeah.
You know it for sure. So we may as well talk something about computer games at some stage.
Talk to me. What's your experience with it? What have you got?
It's the breakdown. Has there ever been a good movie made from a computer game?
No. Never. Like, good movie, as in from a video game to a movie.
Yeah.
No, never happened. We actually went over the 15 worst months ago. We had like a little quiz, me, Wes, and a friend of ours, Dean. I went to Rotten Tomatoes, looked them all up, and the range, I think the highest score was like 45%.
Jesus.
And the lowest was like straight up donuts.
Fuck.
Never happened. And it's a shame because one of my favourite games of all time is getting turned into a film.
What is it?
Last of Us. Yeah, it's fucking hard hitting. It'll make you shed a tear now if you play it.
What's it about?
Post-apocalyptic game. It's all about there's a real fungus in real life called Cordyceps.
Alright.
It affects ants. It's like a fungus.
Oh yeah.
So it makes them go up to high tops,
climbs out the top of their fucking head.
It comes around and bursts. Yeah. So the whole idea is this has affects humans now. And they're running around with these mushroom heads and they're screaming and they're fucking tearing people asunder and all that. And it's basically just that 20 years later, but there's one girl who's immune.
Right.
And it's about this fella. This, the game starts and he has a daughter. And it's when you start when the whole thing kicks off and people are just murdering each other.
Yeah.
And the government basically is like, hey, I've got a kid and a dad here. And he's like, he's here holding him. So your man goes, but there's a little girl, like, and then he just fucking takes shots. Kid dies. One of those heartbreaking moments in the fuck. You only know this kid 15 minutes, but you play as are forced. So it
kind of hammers the home. Yeah.
And then it goes 20 years later, and you're like, what? And then all of a sudden, there's another 15-year-old girl 20 years later who he has to protect. And then it's all about the restoring to get her, and then she's immune, and then what happens towards the end. It's amazing. Fucking beautiful game. I love it. That's getting made into a film.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I don't know who'd play who.
Like, was Resident Evil a movie first? Or was it a video game first?
It was a game. And like, they lightly took stuff out of it. It's in a mansion, is the first one. And then they just decided to do whatever they wanted with it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it pure because I had played the video game and it was like, and you know, you want a cracker too, like, you know,
that's because the man who directs it, it's his wife.
Is it his missus?
Paul, is it Paul W. Anderson? Paul Anderson, is it? Hang on, let me just double check.
See, threw the wife in there, for fuck's sake, like.
Paul S. Anderson. No, that's Paul Anderson, the actor. The director. Paul W.S. Anderson, yeah. Fucking Mila Jovovich, yeah. That's his wife.
fucking hitting that fucker too.
The whole
like,
thing is, what, instead of using all these lovely characters from the games that we could fucking just people go see, let's throw Horde in and make her better than everybody else ever fucking played as.
Fucking hell.
So if you ever running down a fucking building at one stage, just fucking blasting through fucking machine guns, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, like, if you could even take out the fact that you love the game and go, but is it a good movie, even if I never knew the game? It's like, oh, no, it's actually, no, it's not.
It's actually pants.
Pants. Like, when you stack it up against, like, post-apocalyptic stuff like that shit, when you go, well, there's Mad Max. You know, okay, Mad Max is so badass. Like,
that's great.
You know what I mean? Had that been a game first, nobody could argue about it. But it probably would have went to shite.
It's a game, actually, as well.
Well, I'm guessing it's a game, is it?
Come into a game, yeah. It's open world. It's all about building a car and building the right fucking car. It's fucking, like, Mad Max 2 era, the fucking spikes and shit with all the lads coming out and all that.
Lot of fucking homoerotic stuff in that one. Lot of man ass hanging out.
Whole lot going on, yeah.
It's strange now, like, but I mean, you know, I wasn't complaining. I was like, okay, if this is what they want to do with it, but at the same time, I don't need to see that much leather.
You're in the middle of the desert. You're not going to wear full on fucking gear.
True, but I'd go for more flowy stuff than actual tight. Like bondage style leather.
So fuck with the fucking metal mask.
You know, I'm going around with a guy like, you know, in a ball gag and stuff like that.
Say that. You pull that metal mask up, like, it's what happened. We're going.
Then I suppose the only thing is, what way would you go, like, you know, 100 years into a post-apocalyptic world? You probably would do some weird shit just to get by.
Just to do, yeah. Like, you have to just, it wouldn't be the same as it is now. Like, you're like, Barden, you want it to be different.
Of course you do.
You wanted to be that little aesthetically different and all that.
Of course you do.
You don't want, like, The Walking Dead, where it's just like everyone's looking ragged. Yeah, all the grass is cut when they're going down the road in the cars.
I never understood that. It's like, lads, you've got an opportunity here to start anew. Why are you going around with, like, I'd start a new haircut or something. Just, you know what I mean? Like, it only grows at the front, and I'd set a new trend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Actually, gang, you know, oh shit, there's the fucking old man. He's down.
Yeah.
They just
call them the unicorns or something. Like, why? Why? Like, it's a reset button.
Of all the things, yeah. Fuck starting a new haircut to the wife. Starting a new Rachel. That's going on. In
the Walking Dead, that fucking annoyed the shit out of me.
I stopped watching it.
The amount of people who just lost faith in the last season and the season before. We were mid, like, if I had to see fucking Jeffrey, what's his name again?
Jeffrey Morgan,
With this weird kind of, I'm a sassy black woman kind of an attitude. And it's like, okay, we get it. Oh, right, you don't have another fucking gear. We're going to just have to listen to you go, my, didn't you just suck my dick? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. It was too much.
And it's like he pulls himself, like, it's like he holds onto his waistband. It's like, yep, let's just fucking walk with the bat over the shoulder. Yeah. Let's fucking.
It's, yeah, it was too much.
Love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Love the fact he was playing Negan.
Yeah.
They stretched what should have been a couple of episodes in the two fucking seasons.
But that's exactly it. They dragged a whole lot of. That would have been an amazing, amazing fucking show. Like, they thought they would get Game of Thrones worth, you know, info.
No, nothing.
But there isn't that much info.
It was down to the series fucking producers and
all.
Of
course it is.
Scott Gimble, I think his name is. He just fucking.
Making moolah. That's all it comes down to. Can you drag? Because there was a few episodes there, you're going, okay, so it's a 50-minute episode. You have dragged 10 minutes of actually good stuff over. You're buttering. The butter does not go that far on the toast. I'm sorry.
That's the whole thing. First episode, so much going on. And I even came up with my Facebook face, like, the next 6 episodes are going to be these lads cleaning up and talking about what to do next.
Yeah. Well,
your man from the Boondock Saints mumbles in the background with his leather jacket and his fucking bike.
With the never-ending fucking crossbow. Where's he getting these fucking arrows?
Bollocks, I don't know. Fuck, but I knew. There's no homemade crossbows.
Well,
you haven't seen the new season where they've jumped forward. You've heard about this, have you?
No, I haven't at all. I will at some stage go back to it.
You know what's about to happen. Yeah, like, have you read what's happened?
I'm guessing Rick turns into a fucking zombie at some stage.
I won't say for you, like, but they've done what happens in the comics.
Right.
They've done the time leap. They've shot forward years into the future after the Negan War.
Oh,
which
right.
happens in the comics. They shoot forward. I don't know now. If I go back to watch this, Daryl better have homemade fucking twigs, arrows, fucking elf feathers on the fucking head. I want to fucking see.
He seems to be finding all these sports shops where he can buy fucking crossbow fucking arrows.
His fucking hair straightener and all. I didn't see him use a hair straightener once.
Not
he
once.
Fucking lovely.
Where's he finding all these fags? Like, everybody's fucking smoking fags, and they're all filtered fags.
I know.
You go, okay, if you're down to the Sweet Afton, I get it, lads. You're finding tobacco around the place, but everybody's finding packs of fags. You're like,
Saying that, there's a good thing, there's a little small thing in that, it's a game called Metro. It's an open world, it's based on a book, so the most apocalyptic in Russia. And everyone moves down to the metro system. And you can light a cigarette in it, but it's newspaper. You can see him lighting fucking newspaper. It's all a homemade fags.
So that's people thinking.
It's a tiny little detail.
Brilliant
detail. Pulls you into the game even more. So
of course it does.
There's monsters, but you don't care. It's like that one little detail. It's like,
smoking the fucking, newspaper to make.
Smoking the crossword kind of thing.
Skins, like, basically. Wow.
It was like The Walking Dead. They got a car in one season. I think it was season two.
Right.
It's the brand new Hyundai, or whatever it was. The car came out after the apocalypse happened. It was a sponsorship for the entire thing.
Oh, the rotten fuckers.
Don't remember the fucking 7-seater he had that was brand new? Like, that came out after the apocalypse. It was just a fucking thing. It was like,
fucking bollocks.
The world ended. You go into a brand new cul-de-sac, the savage, all the gaffs are broken up.
Yeah.
And yet the grass is perfectly cut grey because he couldn't change that when he fucking, whatever fucking alien you rented out the fucking film.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
But that's so disgusting. Like, that. Like, where's your pride at? Like, you know what I mean? You're trying to make a good joke here, like, and all of a sudden, and that will stick out to people. Like, you're going, you fucking bollocks.
People always know it's like
sticking in a fucking Hyundai Qashqai or whatever. Like, and it's
not even the handbrake sponsored by Hyundai, and you can see the car moving. Like,
that's essentially like Game of Thrones being sponsored by Volvo, which they are, but somebody showing up with a fucking Volvo in the middle of game. Lord Tyrion pulls up in a fucking a V70.
Waiting for the Night King. The dragon comes in, it's like the fucking Night King in the back, they just getting thrown in. Oh, stop. It's funny out, man. But there was a thing about The Walking Dead. The fourth season's great because of the fellow Frank Darabont, I can't remember his fucking name. Made it brilliant. There's only 6 episodes, it's amazing.
Darren's brother, is it?
No, the director, the fellow who wrote
episodes.
Because season 2 went to shite because the writer's strikes went on. They got rid of your man. And
they're all on the farm
for 13 episodes. But that only went over 2 comics. But he just, again, the buttering only goes so fucking far. Like, there's maybe a whole episode where, do you remember the first episode where your man, he gets the grenade and the fucking fella's in the tank and he comes back
alive? Yeah.
There was a whole episode dedicated to how that grenade ended up in the tank, basically. Yeah. So the whole episode's all about the one, it focuses on the grenade. Rick wasn't in it. Rick was at the very end when he gets back into the fucking tank and you realise, oh, this is what the episode was about.
Yeah.
And then that's all it was. And I was like, fucking amazing. Like, just, no. It's got to be about this. It's got to be about that. Let's kill off title characters and ruin the whole thing.
Like, Darren's brother should have been fucking popping back. I know he popped back up again. Like,
Took a long time.
But he's a fucking class actor. He was in Days of Thunder.
What do I know from? There's something I've seen him in before. I was like, oh yeah, it's fucking.
Well, he has the arrow in.
Well, before that, yeah.
But he was in Days of Thunder. He played Cole Trickle's part. What was his fucking name in that? Oh, Jesus!
A little bit.
He was the other racer, the other driver.
Michael Rooker.
Roddy. No, was it Roddy he called himself?
His name is.
Obviously, Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Let's find out. Days of Thunder. Who do you play?
Cashed.
Rudy Plague. Rowdy Burns.
That's a fucking name, isn't it? Like, Rowdy Burns.
That's a 1990 film that had a 2011 video game. What?
Days of Thunder did it? Yeah.
The fuck, someone must have just grabbed. And he came back in the fucking film and oh, look, there he is. Where's fucking.
His little mohawk. So there's a man trying a new haircut.
He's in the fucking yoke. Fuck Negan. Oh man, I can't remember where I've seen him. And he was in something I've seen before. And I was like, I know him from this. I can't fucking remember what it was.
He's been in so much. One of those fellas who pops up the whole time. Everything. Like, there's a few, like the prison guard from what was he in? Was he the prison guard in Shawshank Redemption? He was the nice prison guard.
Oh, he's in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Dale, he plays Dale. He left because Frank Darabont got sacked.
Really?
A lot of them, that cast, didn't, because they were friends with him, just up and left and didn't want that in the fucking, like.
That's where he got killed off.
Fucking, yeah, he said, no, we don't want that. Like, don't treat our fucking friend like that kind of thing.
Jesus.
Oh, funny.
What was the very first console you ever had? The very first computer game of any that you could ever describe as being computery?
Oh, shit.
Was it the 8-bit Nintendo?
And the Nintendo, yeah. But we go back there now with that, so yeah. We had a Commodore Atari thing as well.
Yeah, like, we did Commodore as
Alex
well.
Alex Kidd and all that. We had that.
We had an ancient fucking thing, I remember. This had to be like 1985. I was very, very young. But I can remember it had huge cartridges and you had a keyboard, but you plugged them into the back of it. And I mean, this was like putting in a fucking car's air filter. It was it Commodore or Atari? I can't remember.
That bad boy there, Commodore 64.
It was old. We ended up with one of those, but we were definitely the one that predated that one.
Commodore 16. That's 464.
Beast of a thing. That's it.
This thing here,
and
is it?
Fucking hammer like these yokes, these cartridges into the back of them. And heaven forbid that if they were like Rat Race was the one on it. Where you just, it's essentially Pac Man. You're running around for bits of cheese.
Yeah.
I remember fucking loving it. But
Alex Kidd was mine, I think.
You blow into the fucking end of it if it was going anywhere.
You have to, yeah. Not allowed, but it works.
Yeah.
Don't do it, but do it, because it works.
I know, well, this joke, the Commodore 16. Essentially, there was like...
Were the cartridges or the tapes?
There was both. You had a tape deck that you could plug into the side of it and play those
time,
games.
Head of its time.
But there was also then, there was the one where you had cartridges fucking and you could bang them into the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was as rough as... 4-year-old with a hammer, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It didn't matter. Once it got in there,
it's
all,
it's big, it's built for it. Like, those things probably still work to this day. You just need to get the proper wire into the back of it.
We burnt out at least 3 tellies as a result of it. They were blowing the tube, because tellies had tubes back then, like, and it was just blowing the shit out of tubes, like.
Pulling around.
Yeah. Or you could go down and fucking make a cup of tea and come back up before it warmed up, like.
So feel the static off the TV. Yeah.
That's it.
But yeah, no, I think it was the Nintendo we had, or whatever the fucking thing we had for that. I remember playing Alex Kidd a lot and something else.
What was Alex Kidd?
Just a little platformer, that's all.
Right.
But I can't fucking remember much of it then. It was, they came out with the Sega as well. Alex the Kid. That's probably 2 days, yeah. This thing here, but
okay, right.
I don't know where he is now, but like.
And we got Game Boys then.
Play Game Boy.
Did you get the battery, the gigantic fucking battery?
Got out of my fucking scale, gave it to me for a tenner.
Right, but the fucking thing, it was weird like a brick.
I had no back in it either, so I couldn't move anywhere with the fucking 4 things falling out. Those things were like gold. I was like,
I think Zelda was probably my favourite.
I have Zelda there. Still play every Christmas I break out Zelda.
Do you? Why is it a Christmas thing?
Just let's turn on the Super Nintendo on Christmas, play Zelda. I play it on this actually, the laptop. I play it a whole, it's like a remaked version of where everything's all placed in different directions. So every time you play, to start the game, you have to kind of on the fly guess where to go next.
Right, yeah.
Randomizer. I watch people on YouTube like races, so people finish the game in an hour without knowing where that and it is kind of on the fly going.
Right,
that's commentating.
Yeah.
It's people watch GAA, people watch football. I watch people play Zelda on the fly. Like.
You mad bastard.
No, I did it when I was feeding Charlie when I was born. It was just cool, just you know, a little thing.
I'm going to have to find something now because we've a kid on the way as well now.
You do not.
We do, yeah. Oh, we do, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Cheers.
Happy days.
So she's 14, to be 14 weeks this week. Yeah.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Didn't say you were about that, sorry.
No, I didn't put up anything about it on you, and I don't know, is there a way to do that?
Well, we didn't. Like, people come to me and go, I don't know, you had a kid, because I don't put up on it. Even you were the same, like, what? Wait, Farnwood?
I put up when the dog is making a funny noise. I put that up because I think that's funny. I just don't know. Is there an appropriate way of putting up about having?
We
a
don't
kid?
Put that. We don't put pictures on Google either. You see the back of his head. That's the most you're going to see.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, if you want to see him, come and see him.
Yeah.
If photos are ours, they're just their personal. I think if you throw them all up all the time, I'm like, yeah. There's kids on Facebook who say, "Oh, fucking grown up with them now. I haven't met them once."
Yeah, I'm like, get you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck that, no. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Little cup for me.
Yeah. We don't know. Well, we won't be back in, I think. We don't find out the gender until the 20th week. I think we're back in, I think. So then you can find it out if you want.
Oh, we found out. We were in and out because just problems having to go in and check and all that. There weren't problems. We just overthought and being safe. We went in the day to find out. Little bollocks had his legs crossed.
No, really? That's hilarious.
So find out what it is. Like, no, he's perfect. Like, he's grand, but we don't know what he is yet. So we have to go in the week after because I think Megan fell on the bus. So we quickly went in. She went, do you want to know what he is? Like, yeah. I was like, it's a little boy. Kind of wanted a girl. I went, and then about an hour later, I was like, no, I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Fucking little me.
Yeah.
I will say though, I know, like, you know that, like, cliche book, what to expect when you're expecting?
Yeah.
Get that shit, man. Brilliant. I have it in there if you want. I'm going to ask where I can give it away because it's the perfect book. Every week you can actually read how little baby's coming along, what size they are.
All right, yeah, yeah.
It's just that little thing, because like, I hadn't got a clue, but like she knew everything. I'm like, I'm kind of left out of the dark here, I don't know.
Yeah.
But just once a week, little paragraph. Oh, so it's a pea now, and it's actually, it's grown its eyeball. And
yeah, well, apparently, according to, she has an app that has monitored it now at this stage, and it's a lemon. It's the size of a lemon, and it's growing fuzz and hair.
Like a normal lemon.
Like a normal lemon, like a normal lemon. A lemon that's fucked. If this fucking lemon has grown hair, it's time to fucking... Peach maybe, but if fucking lemon grown hair, it's time to fucking...
Ah, man, that's... Lloyd now.
Yeah, it's great. Like, it's...
The inside scoop on.
There you go. It actually is, yeah. It's inside scoop. I think I announced on my own podcast, all right, but it's... I kept it low-key, and you can tell who's listening. Who's listening to my podcast, because then you start getting messages. But it's... It's fun times, but it's to add now with the rest of fucking all the other crazy shit that's coming up this year. Like, so you don't want to... But I think...
You got a show coming up now, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just want to talk about that real quick, because we're coming boys the hours. Let's throw a bit of Tom time in.
Well, if anybody's looking, you've been on my podcast, which Buckshot is the name of it, and it was the inspiration. I don't want to...
right, Jones.
But quite literally, I almost caught you in a headlock going, would you ever... Because you're so into gaming, you need to have a fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah. You actually fucked up real quick. I mentioned it last podcast,
right?
But we were saying it was coming on, and I only listened back to it. And I'm like, I'm at the fucking hour. I was on Tom's podcast, Podshot.
That sounds very fucking.
When I was editing, I was like, bollocks. So it's Tom's podcast, Bookshot.
There you go.
Link below. But anyway, go on. yeah, I know you said that and all, and since then, actually, a lad who was the first fella on Twitter straight away. He was follow Bookshot.
Right.
Tweet me straight. I'd love to listen to you on that. And he's fucking listened to every single one since. And he's like, see him on Twitter. He's like, oh, some man. Love to support.
Deadly. Yeah. Well, and but people do lock into it. But that's why it's all about, for me, what I found anyway from talking to people, I think it's more, it's regularity. Mm. They can count on you to have it out.
And I did not do that the last while, but we're getting into it now.
It does. And I was stuttering and starting at the beginning as well. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But then it was just kind of going, you have to knock something out here every fucking week. And it's as you like that. It's tough when it's only just the one fella. Yeah,
that's
trying
to talk. Like, you just need to get under that mold.
Yeah,
and just...
yeah, yeah. But yeah, now it's going to be. I have a one man show. Well, I say I have a one. It's a play that's done the rounds around the world. It just opened in the Dominican Republic. So.
How'd that go for?
Just knocked out by my tan. Yeah. Apparently, your man is fucking big news. The fella who they got to play. It's called Defending the Caveman. It's been around for years. It's an American play, but they're allowing me to adapt it for an Irish audience.
Oh, you've adapted it like you just get
to come here. A lot of it was fairly fucking. A lot of it was now was well telegraphed jokes and stuff like that. Like I can't be having this. Like I can't be having it. And I said it to him. I goes, we'll do it straighter and less funny, but let's do it sharper. He went, no, let's do it funny. Let's see what we'll get. So it's a case now. We're gonna. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. The owners of the play own the play. So I've made wholesale changes to make it just sound more like I would fucking say it. You know what I mean?
If you know that, people will enjoy it more and then they'll talk about it more.
I think so.
Instead of going, I went to see that, I didn't really get the humour.
Yeah. So, and we'll show them as much as we need to show them of what the changes, and then on the night. Because it's now booked in everywhere. Like we're
seeing that, yeah.
It's fucking.
Seeing on your Insta, just all the dates going around, and
and there's another 24 to come in the new year. So I mean, it's the first time I've ever done a play fucking full stop. I do the pro panto every year, but it's just me rocking up being me, basically. Just and they allow me to be me in the fucking thing. My character doesn't feature in any pantos.
Pantos are a different thing. It's a different beast.
It's a different beast. Yeah. But this play is the perfect intro into a one man play, in that it's very like stand up, which is obviously what I do.
Yeah.
So it was written for day one by a stand up. It just happens to have a lot of tech, a lot of props and whatnot on set. So we'll go into rehearsal through August and then into September, and then I think it's September 26th or 7th, I think, is the first one. And then we're off just around the country. Bang, 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 bang. Right up till Christmas, start into the panto, and then back again after the Christmas.
Oh, panto again?
Yeah. Well, the same company own the panto that owned the caveman rights to Ireland. So that's how I got the leg in the door. Like, your man. Now, in fairness, he'd seen a couple of other stand-ups, but I think the problem was their agents were just dragging their heels and he needed answers straight away. And I was quite literally going, I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, I'll change it, but I'll do it.
I'll fucking do it. And it's worked out. It's worked out great. Like, so I'm very excited, but it's the first time I've ever done one where the stress isn't on me to do the promoting of it, really. Like,
oh yeah, you can just like,
well, we've agreed a contract fee. Yeah. So I'm not going, how many are in? You're counting the numbers.
Yeah, that's.
But at the same time, you want full houses regardless, like, because you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Something before, I done a show years ago and it was like, I think there was six people in the place across the road.
Yeah, yeah, like, in the access, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I've done that shit where there's fucking 10 people in, like, you know, and it's, but that can't wash this time around because we're doing like the Helix.
Yeah.
10 people in the Helix ain't gonna cut it, like. But I think the plan is, and it's, they've thrown a lot of faith behind me, is that they're gonna have it one pass, see how it goes, let it soak for a while, and then big up the PR again on top of it. Yeah. And just come back and come back and come back until we fucking basically we harvest it so fucking deep that everybody's seen the fucking
play. Everyone's talking about it. No one's seen it, yeah.
You know, so it hopefully it'll do well. But a couple of the theatres I'm looking at the size and going, sweet Jesus, like the Royal Theatre in Waterford. Two nights. Do you know what I mean? There's a few theatres there that are 500, 600, 700 seaters and you're going, fuck me.
It's the theatre. People love going to the theatre. I mean, if it's done right,
Hope they're bags of money. But look, in saying that, this is just going to be some fucking good crack anyway. Yeah, and then going on tour, and quite literally, just had a child, then going off on the road.
It's the perfect part, like midway through the autobiography, like I just had the child and I was on the road so much.
When Chris Hemsworth plays me. Let's see you do my accent.
Yeah. Just can't wait for the part where Chris Hemsworth plays you playing me in the little part of Damon or whatever. It's really great. Check the time here, Tom. We're just past the hour. Let people know where they can find you. Where can you listen to you? What can you do if they want to see a bit more of the Tom Bear?
The handiest place to find me, because I find out everything from that, is if they go to tomomahony.com, you'll find it. O'Mahony without the E. You'll find everything you need to know right there. If you want to, and type in that too for any social media platforms, you'll find me.
All links will be down below on YouTube. Great. And they'll all be linked in the Spotify and on the tweets and all. This will all be linked towards.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And when he's doing the old panto, it'll be Tom O'Mahony. Oh, sorry. I thought I was brushing my teeth this morning. Oh, like in the head.
No.
Don't worry, it's a dad joke. It'll be part of your.
It's fine.
Don't
worry, the amount of people that are going, oh.
But anywhere else they can find any videos you want to promote as well while you're here, just if anyone gets a taste of the Tom experience.
Yeah, well, go to YouTube and my YouTube page that hosts also all the podcasts are up there, but I throw up the odd video too. If you want to look at some stand-up, I would advise you listen to it, most of my stand-up with headphones in. unless they're not particularly sensitive or, you know, they don't mind a few swear words in the workplace. But go to Tom O'Mahony. You'll see that my face will be there. It's pretty easy to track down. There's videos galore of me doing stand up, but there's also the podcast is there too. If YouTube is your bag,
I'll bookshot find all links
everywhere.
Well,
true
Tom O'Mahony. Yeah,
it's just Tom O'Mahony. It's on Google Play. It'd be the first fucking thing up with me, really. Like, so I mean, very easy to track down these days, Louis. Very easy.
That's how I got hold of you. So I'm gonna get down the cuffs off. I've not finished yet, but they're totally young boys, but for any boys, I mean, Tom, if he's already looking for something new to listen to, highly recommend Bookshot. You've nearly 100 episodes now to go through.
99 plus. Oh. You've about 40 ramble pods to get through as well. So
we're going up there, a good chunk of stuff. If you're coming out and you want something to listen to, I highly recommend it. Recommend the one I'm in. I think it's number 67.
Is it 60?
Is it
that far back?
I think so, yeah. It was too off the special number, I think I said there when we were in the international.
Was it?
I think it's 69.
Shite, right, okay, yeah.
I could be gone, I could be completely wrong now. I'm going to see 70, get something completely different. But I highly recommend it. Tom Stamp as well. I've seen him live a few other times. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Hilarious. Tom, thank you so much.
Louis, it's been an absolute pleasure.
And as always, guys, got a sign off now as well, isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home. Later, Tom.
Good.